Business owners know every missed call is money left on the table. For $15 a month, get a dedicated business number with OpenPhone. You can manage calls, assign conversations, send auto replies, and skip voicemail with OpenPhone's AI agent that captures leads 24/7. Join over 60,000 businesses using OpenPhone. Get 20% off at openphone.com/odyssey. They'll even port your existing numbers for free. openphone.com/odyssey. OpenPhone. No missed calls. No missed customers.
When you start a game, it's 0-0. So both teams have a chance. Now, had the Giants gotten up in that game?
Yeah.
2-0. Fifth inning.
I was expecting it.
That's when they have a chance to sweep.
Striking out, you know, advance the runner, you know, gee whiz.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
I think that was our girl, Jan.
I think you're right.
Like, you know, I was about Stella, streetcar named
Desire.
I mean,
bring it on, man.
Yeah, one of the things that is lacking in our country right now is civility. You know, it's just respecting people, trying to treat them the right way. And one way you can advance that is if somebody does something wrong, you're not a jerk about it.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Look in the mirror.
Yeah, you know what I mean. You know what I mean. So the 510 says Pena was the Texas Rangers first base prospect. He got traded to the Athletics, then finished his career with the Marlins. With all, 510, thank you for the input. I believe that was Tony Pena. But and
Carlos Pena,
well, there was former A. Remember,
there
was
a Tony Pena.
Tony Pena was a catcher, right,
for the Pirates?
Yes,
yeah. Back in the 70s,
Cardinals maybe.
Pirates.
Anyway, he didn't play. You want to bet he plays whole? He did not play.
Oh no,
okay. Well, then, but then every team
he's known for being a Pirate.
He's known for whatever the person remembers.
Well, don't say. Well, now go ahead because you know what I'm about to do.
But no, really appreciate the input and. Thank you very much. I think we're talking about someone named Michael Pena. He was in Chips, apparently, the motorcycle cop movie based on the show with Eric Estrada. And Michael Pena is from the movie End of Watch with Jake Gyllenhaal. Okay. But I really appreciate the 510 there.
Yeah, from 80 to 86, Pena played with the Pirates. 87 to 89, the Cardinals.
Mm-hmm.
And then from 89 to 93, the Red Sox. And then ended his career at Cleveland.
Yeah, so Chicago he didn't White even Sox play season. Half his career with Pittsburgh.
Hey,
Case.
Tone it down. And I got to say something when you just talk about the world.
Sure.
Last segment I mentioned the best cereal ever made, to me, was Fruity Pebbles.
Okay.
I'm getting hate mail. Just everybody relax. To each his own. Fruity Pebbles to me at night after drinking. Oh, the cold milk.
I mean, I could give you a suggestion.
Give it to me.
Instead of saying the best cereal of all time is Fruity Pebbles, just say Fruity Pebbles is my favorite cereal. Then nobody can come down your road.
Yeah, I might try that.
Because the best cereal of all time is Count Chocula.
What the hell is that?
Oh, you never heard of Count Chocula?
No.
It's chocolate with more chocolate and then chocolate marshmallows in there. You've never heard of Count Chocula?
I heard of Frosted Flakes, which is second.
That's Tony the Tiger.
Yeah.
This was actually, the box of cereal was, it had a count on it with like a vampire.
Were you a big Rice Krispies guy?
No. Hated Rice. Unless you drown the Rice Krispies in sugar.
Cheerios online. Yeah,
exactly. Yes. Now, Honey Nut Cheerios to me is on my, it's on my Mount Rushmore, for sure. Let's go to Lewis in Pittsburgh. Hey, Lewis, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good, man. How you guys doing?
Hey,
doing great.
Wonderful, wonderful. Hey, so real quick, yes, Michael Pena is a great golfer. You guys might, if you've seen the movie Shooter with Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, it was awesome.
He's one of the main characters. He was the Hispanic FBI guy that ended up coming through for Mark Wahlberg throughout the movie, but he's also a great golfer. Want to let you guys know there's a tournament going on tomorrow at Cinnabar in Morgan Hill, NFL Alumni Caring for Kids.
Nice.
They're honoring Jeff Garcia and Vance Mueller.
Wow.
They're honoring those two.
San Jose State's own.
We honor them for what they're doing for the community.
Gotcha.
And Jerry Robinson, former Raider, will be out there. A lot of other former sports guys. So, hey, we'll be out there having fun, raising money.
Hey, do us a favor. Jeff Garcia, friend of the show, tell him Steiny and Guru said hello.
No doubt. You got it. I'll let you guys know next year. Come on out, man. We'd love to have you guys.
Oh, sweet.
That's called networking.
Thank you, Lewis.
Appreciate it.
We got to cut that and send it to the boss.
Just don't tell Garcia he stepped in it.
No, I fixed that. Remember I told you I saw him at Dick's Sporting Goods?
Yeah.
We were good.
Yeah, you don't remember Count Chocula and Frankenberry?
Yeah.
You do. You just don't think it was good.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Yeah.
But you said you've never heard of it.
Well.
Why would you say you didn't hear?
Well, the first part, I hadn't heard of that one. What was it?
Count Chocula.
Stop.
All right. So,
Don't send us a text. I'll read in a minute.
Are you going to interrupt my story or do you want to? Either do it now or wait till I'm done.
Well, that's an hour because your stories go long, man. No, seriously. Go ahead. I'll read it after.
Remember Durant's third year here with the Warriors, and there was all the speculation about whether he's going to stay
forget
or not.
Never forget it.
And it was in December. I don't know if – please tell me you remember this. In December, and I use this phrase, all I can tell you is this, Goo. The league thinks Durant's leaving the Warriors at the end of the year.
I remember. Okay. I do.
Did he leave?
Yes.
He did. Along that same lines, I'm hearing two things. One is – word on the street is the Warriors have Horford. They got Horford.
Okay.
As for Jonathan Kuminga, it's still the centerpiece of the offseason. However, what I'm hearing is that there might only be one team left, the Sacramento Kings, in terms of a sign-and-trade.
Oh, man. And there's only one thing I want off that roster. It's just me.
Yeah.
And that's Keegan Murray. And I know that's not going to happen. But, Steiny, I'm looking in your eyes, like eyes of the soul. It seems to me you're almost like, just make the move just to kind of get this over with in him in a new locale. Anything to that?
Me personally, I don't have a stake in it. If they can come to terms with Kuminga, they can come to terms with Kuminga. If they can't, they got to move him, or he's got to play on the qualifying.
So they just signed, what's my guy, Drew Eubanks?
Well, that's what I was getting.
Would you take him and Carter in a couple of that would be a nightmare return.
Why then did the, Devin Carter, the first trade that was said to be proposed by the Kings in a sign-and-trade for Kuminga was Devin Carter and Dario Saric and 2 second rounders. And apparently the Warriors said no. Now, under that scenario, Devin Carter and Saric make about $9 million, which means the Warriors, in theory, could reach an agreement with Kuminga for $18
million. Gotcha.
And then make that trade because you can only take back half as much. So that's why yesterday, when the Sacramento Kings signed Drew Eubanks, I noticed he makes $5 million. Devin Carter still makes $4 million. That's $9 million. I'm just saying.
Well, they needed a center, too. They lost Valanciunas, so that could be his replacement. But, Stoddy, I hope that wouldn't be the return if the Warriors want to move Kuminga. That just as a lifelong Warrior fan, that to me, and again, your guys are going to laugh, and I'm going to bring it out again, just like an old classic car out the garage, Kuminga's a Thundercat. He has the potential to be a Thundercat, and I don't believe those two guys you mentioned coming back, especially Saric. Was he in a body cast? I mean, we already had him in what I thought was the end, but to bring him back, and I like the youngster. I can't say he can't play, but man, Steiny, I would like one more year of Kuminga as opposed to that package.
But if you look at the Kings roster, and I think it's interesting that the first deal that the Warriors apparently turned down, the two salaries added up to $9 million. It was Saric at $5 million, Carter at $4.5 million. So it actually was about $10 million. that could make, like, the money there makes some sense. The
right,
money there makes some sense.
But the talent that would be exchanged doesn't, to me. Okay. But maybe to the Warriors. Stein, you ever heard of the old adage, just...
You never, ever, ever, ever get full value on a restricted free agent. I just don't think you do. Devin Carter makes 4.7. All right. You like Jay Crowder?
I used to like him.
Right.
Yeah.
How about, do you like Keon Ellis?
I like him.
Okay. Drew Eubanks making $5 million. Do you like, they actually do have an interesting, well, this guy came up in a free agent. Anyway, yeah. You're right. Here's the thing. I guarantee you the Warriors want Murray.
Oh, my gosh.
Murray's making almost $9 million.
Damn.
But, I'm sorry. This is what I mean. The Kings are not going to trade Keegan Murray for Jonathan Kuminga.
Right.
They're going to trade a guy who's I'm not as crazy about Murray as other people.
I like
he's
his
good.
Potential and
he's
his
good.
Size, right?
Yeah,
we
sure.
know he can shoot it.
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely. So why would the Kings trade Murray for Kuminga at twice as much money?
I understand that, but it's also, if we want to go down that road of make it make sense, let's be honest, Donnie, why are the Warriors even looking to trade Kuminga?
Because he doesn't fit.
That is,
and he doesn't want to be here.
That's just, man. Stoney, that's my new kryptonite in sports. He or she doesn't fit. Well, you know what? Make him fit.
You can't. You ever hear about putting a square peg in a round hole? Doesn't work.
Yeah. Well, you've been trying 4 years.
Yeah, that's why it's time.
Yeah,
that's why it's time. Here's the other thing. We talked about this guy yesterday, and word is Bradley Beal is likely to join the Clippers.
Oh, that would be a great replacement for, who did they lose? The bucket getters.
Norman Powell.
Oh, my gosh, that would, man.
Yeah, that
I'll
would
see
be,
you working.
That would be a half-decent replacement. Yeah. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. But no, I think if the Warriors announce today that they have signed and traded Jonathan Kuminga for Devin Carter and Drew Eubanks, people would be upset.
But their championship odds, I'm being real and I'm a Kuminga fan. They wouldn't take a hit. That wouldn't move it at all.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Probably not. But and again, if you listen to the names on these deals, I just think you start to see the way everybody is thinking about Kuminga. Not that he's a terrible player, but that he's not, it feels like a lot of the league thinks he's not worth the risk of paying $20+ million because it feels like they don't think they know enough about him yet or think enough about him yet.
But what about what we talked about and Draymond talked about, Stani? The Monopoly game right now, not a lot of people have
money.
That's
why. I mean, there it is. That's why. He doesn't want to take 14 or less, and nobody wants to pay him 20 or more. So something at some point is going to have to give.
And we talked about it yesterday, and I'll stand on it now the more I've been thinking about it. Stani, whatever, somehow the league, the Players Association, there has to be a drop-dead date. You know what I mean? Like, this isn't good for anybody. Forget the fans. You know what I mean? What if you had that? What did Bob Myers tell us? You ain't got to make a decision till you have to. But what if there was just a concrete date, and then the shenanigans would be over, and people would know what their team's going to look like and who's, you know?
Yeah.
Just hate that this could go into.
Yeah, you could put the deadline at September 1st.
Oh, my gosh.
Dude, there's still a lot of free agents out there now.
Yeah.
There just are. And if
any excites you?
Yes. Yes, and that's what we can get into.
Right.
So I looked at the free agent list of the players available still. And there are a couple names on there that, yes, I'd be interested
All right.
in. Now, I want to mention every name on this list, but I don't want to go through them where we go, yes, no, yes, no,
okay.
yes, no.
All right.
So what I'll do is I'll just tell you two of the names I like, And keep in mind, the list doesn't include Durant, Giannis. I would be interested in talking, and here's how I'll put it. I would reach out to Malcolm Brogdon.
I'm not mad at that.
I've heard he's healthy. Malcolm Brogdon.
I'm not mad at that.
Still a free agent. Getting up there a little bit. Never super duper athletic, but at his best was a really, I thought, solid point guard. Here's another guy that has always intrigued me a little bit.
Because I got two for you.
May not fit, but hell of an athlete. Markelle Fultz.
He's changed his narrative, and Stani, he is athletic, but again, he would probably cost you much of nothing. I wouldn't be mad at that.
Okay. Here's another name that I could see. Landry Shamet.
Yeah.
Shooter.
Yeah.
One-dimensional, pretty much. And those are the three guys that I have the most interest in.
Now, I'm shocked that you didn't mention Spencer Dinwiddie.
He signed already.
What? With who?
Yeah, he signed. He's off the board.
How about Chris Boucher? That was the one I'm like, Steiny.
He's not on my list.
You don't like him?
No, it's just I don't dislike him. And if they sign him, I wouldn't say that was dumb. He just didn't make my list.
Now, which one of those guys would you prefer over Gary Payton II? Because I don't prefer any of them.
I'll take Brogdon right now over Gary Payton II. I don't care if we lose some defense. If Brogdon's
Remember,
like he was 3 or 4 years
man.
Ago.
Things change.
Let's go to Doug in Berkeley. What are we doing with Kuminga, and who are we getting for him, Dougie?
So, let me just pull over here. But there's a player that nobody's talking about. He's got a lot of potential, okay? He's, 23 years old. He's gotten better every year in the league. He's got a developing outside shot. He's good in the middle.
Let me guess. Can I guess?
Thinks he knows
Can I guess the guy?
Yeah.
Bol Bol.
Jonathan Kuminga.
Oh, wow.
There's a little tweet.
That's a great one. That's a great one. I'm with you.
So much negative.
Okay.
So much negative attached to his name because we've been talking about for a while. If we had the opportunity to get a player, put the name aside, that had Kuminga's potential improvement so far in the league, we jump at him.
Yep.
I don't know why we are so down on this kid. And the final thing I'll say is we're always talking about how, oh, he doesn't fit. You know, he doesn't fit with it. Kerr did say one time when Kuminga got a chance to play straight, you know, like 20 games straight, we have to make him fit. We have to figure him. And everybody forgets that.
I'm with you.
His name has now gotten such a negative connotation. The kid, let him play, help him fit in. He can help this team. Thank you for taking the call.
Oh, that was nice. Carter got in my ear, and he was like, well, nobody else is in line for him. But I said back to Carter, nobody's got the bread.
Yeah, and
so is there really a negative connotation with Kuminga stamp on him? Because I think he's remaining here. I really do. Lacob is a gangster. He is not giving something away for much of nothing. And I think that package of Carter, Saric, and whatever they were mulling around is like, man, bring him back. Trade him at the deadline, Steiny. And has he really been a malcontent? No, he said a couple things.
Only the team knows that.
Mm.
And my inclination would be, he's not a malcontent. But – you know, you don't want somebody on your team if his heart's not in it. That's the way I'll put it. But 888-957-9570. I'm looking at this free agent list of possibly attainable guys, and I'll throw some of these names out. You tell me,
yay or nay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. So apparently, D'Anthony Melton is on the Warriors' radar. We know that. I like Malcolm Brogdon. Apparently, he's healthy.
I would want him more than him, Melton.
What about Alec Burks?
I wouldn't mind him.
Former Warrior.
Yeah, maybe Alec Burks. Were. Polish score, I wouldn't mind him.
I put these two on for chuckles. Taj Gibson. And Jeff Green.
You know I respect me some Jeff Green. I'm not laughing.
Yeah, I am.
Because of...
They're 48 years old each.
Well, how old is Horford, Steiny?
39 or 40?
Come on now.
Now, this is a guy I would... He was on the fringe. Because I don't know if he has anything left.
Well, damn. I'll help you out.
In fact, let me look how old he is.
I'll help you out.
But he used to be... And that is really the theme for the Warriors. They used to be. And you could just stop there. This guy is 37. DeAndre Jordan. DeAndre Jordan.
Listen, because he doesn't move like he's old. I've just been so disappointed in him with his size and what I thought was pedigree, Steiny, that he hasn't got on the floor for the umpteen teams that he's been on. So... You say DeAndre Jordan, I'm not scoffing or laughing, Steiny. I mean, man, I've just been disappointed with the chicken. I feel like he's left on the bone, and he's been content with just kind of collecting the check. I'm like, dude, you should be out there making some contributions. Denver needed a backup center forever, and he couldn't provide anything.
By the way, we can get to Denver in a minute. They may have a little trouble brewing. Mm-hmm. They've
but said didn't that. He put his John Hancock to the contract?
Who?
Valanciunas.
Yeah, but he doesn't want to be there. He wants to go back to Lithuania.
But isn't there a penalty? Like, isn't there a provision to where, yeah, you could want to go do that? You're ours.
Well, I mean, it's the kind of thing where if he can walk away from the money, then it behooves the Nuggets to try to do something.
That was strange. Where he wants to start.
What about, your favorite, one of your favorite players is available. Alex Len.
Oh, man, yeah, he kind of, I took one to the teeth, yeah, this past year, Steiny, with Len, but.
Oh, boy, thank you, 408. I hadn't been following it.
What happened?
Jeff Green re-signed with the Rockets.
Oh, God.
Yeah, they
got my hopes up.
You know what? Apparently they re-signed Jeff Green for one game against the Warriors. Right before the All-Star break.
Look at you.
Trey Lyles.
I ain't mad at that. But look what you're talking about, D-listers.
That's right. But the...
Gary Payton II, bring him back.
But this is...
That's what I'm saying, Steiny. Come on now.
But with all due respect,
all right.
Gary Payton II was a D-lister when they got him. He was.
Oh, right.
So, right.
But then what did he end up being integral part of what they were doing?
You're making my point. Like, that's my point.
A bird in the hand is better than umpteen in the bush.
You might not have the bird in the hand, I'm saying, if you're moving Kuminga. I'm just saying, Landry Shamet. Okay, we all know Landry Shamet is.
Yeah.
I mean.
A gunner.
He might come here if you get him and shoot the highest 3-point percentage of his career. It's possible. So, look, yeah, like JaVale McGee. They signed JaVale McGee, doesn't make a ripple. He's got a reputation. And then 2 or 3 years later, like, wow, this guy really contributed. Like, those are the kind of guys they're down to at this point. One of my favorites. You know what? I'll continue with this on the other side. But 888-957-9570 is the number. I just threw some free agent names at you. Of course, they're not big names because we're 10 days into free agency. I got another couple, 6 or 8 I'm going to throw at you. But do any of those names ring a bell or do they make you think, wouldn't mind having that guy? 888-957-9570. Somebody mentioned Tyus Jones. He signed with the Magic. Really, really good backup point guard. But he signed with the Magic. Next week is our All-Star Week prize blowout, and we have some incredible things to give away. We got Warriors prize packs, Giants prize packs, a day pass to Outside Lands, 4 day passes to Aftershock, and gift cards to the Valkyries merchandise store, along with Laughing Monk Brewing. Listen at 7:30, 12:30, and 4:30 next week for your chance to win every single day. Every show, every day, it all starts Monday.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Give you some good news, damn it.
Give you some good news.
Give me some good news, damn it.
How about Giannis looks like he's staying in Milwaukee.
Nah, that's not good news. What makes you say that?
He put out some post that he loves Milwaukee.
Oh, gosh.
Word around the league is he's staying. And he wants to stay.
It's kind of like Pat Mahomes being body shamed. We just looked at his body style. Is he fat?
No.
Well, Kansas City radio people think he is. Radio hosts think he is.
Okay, I don't.
As maybe, you get maybe, older, you need to get in better shape, though, to longevity.
What, 30?
P. Mahomes.
I think he's a little older than that.
Is he really? Huh. Okay.
Hey, what about your boy Ben Simmons?
I just sent to the chat.
All right.
I just sent it to the chat. Go out and get Ben Simmons.
Just kidding. He's 29, Mahomes.
Okay. Well, when you get there, Risotto, you're not there. You're 30 at 29.
Couple other names. They're not huge. Would you want Lindy Waters back? Shoot it.
Yeah, I'm not mad at any of that. I want Gary Payton II back too. Stanley.
And then the name of names.
Oh, boy.
Because he's still out there. Would you want Russell Westbrook?
In the Texas second.
Would you really?
Yeah, seriously.
In a he's Texas out there. Second. He's out there.
Man, would you want him?
No.
Now, can you elaborate a little bit?
No.
You came in here all last year, and Evan and I
I respect him.
But you don't want him.
No, not really.
Because?
I think he hurts you now as much as he helps you.
You don't like the shooting.
That's one thing.
He plays his ass off, man.
It wouldn't shock the hell out of me, though, Russell Westbrook. But before we get to some calls, I got to talk about something, and it's this. Why do teams do this? Why do they do this? So, Devin Booker just signed an extension for $145 million over 2 years. That is the highest annual extension salary in the history of the NBA. He's going to be paid $72.5 million over the next 2 years, over the last 2 years of his deal. This is why teams don't win. Because they pay a guy more than everybody else in the league, but he's not the best player in the league. In fact, he's not among the top 15. So Devin Booker in 2023-24, not this past year, the year before, he was a third-team All-NBA player, yeah. Third-team. Back in 21-22, he made a first-team All-NBA team one time in 21-22. 23-24, he was third-team. Last year, he was nothing. I know he's good. I know he's good. But what are you doing? What are you doing?
Only the Lord knows that when I saw that news and the situation Phoenix is in, I said to myself, Steiny, this is like they're paying a tribute to themselves just to say the stink that we're in, the stench of what's not going on here in Phoenix, what sense does that make to pay Devin Booker, one guy, all that bread, and you got all those other problems? Steiny, I'm brushing my teeth. I caught myself. I go, Goo, are you hating? I'm not, because I love Booker, but it didn't make fiscal sense. Like, what are you? Why are you doing that? Call the dogs off, dangle them, and get umpteen pieces to try to hit the rebuild. What are you doing? And then I thought to myself, driving him, Steiny, I swear to you, I used the word, the P word. Is there some prestige in the announcement that we're paying one of our own, Devin Booker? Forget where we end up and what we're not going to do. We got one guy. He's been here. He's our Steph.
Yep.
And we'll just send the press release out, give him the bread. But they're as effed up as ever. Well, and I'm surprised Booker was like, you know, all about the Benjamin. Shout out Ice Cube. But I was thinking, man, is Booker going to get frisky and say, get me out of here because I want to win, or I want to win at the bank teller?
You're going to hate this, but he's Steph Curry without the four rings.
That's a big deal when you say without the four rings, though.
The Warriors are still Steph Curry as their centerpiece, period, end of story, they're doing everything for Steph Curry.
Because of those four rings, though. Best believe that, too, Stoney.
The Suns are doing the same with Devin Booker. They are saying we want to build around Devin Booker.
But without the winning component. I know they got to a final.
Not every team can re-sign or max out a champion. Man. I get that. But Devin Booker.
I saw that, man. I know you don't believe me, Sonny. It was on my, like, what are we doing?
You know who else was a third team All-NBA one year? John Wall.
I got to put some respect on him because he was
he
one of.
Stunk.
But Sonny.
He always stunk.
I loved
him. You know who else was a third team All-NBA? Ben Simmons.
Life comes at you fast.
You know who else was a third time on the third team All-NBA? Kemba Walker.
Oh, man.
Okay. Trae Young. Okay. Go ahead. Make him the highest paid player of all time. Let's go to D-Dubs in Rincon Valley. Hey.
I got to say
D-Dubs, something. What's going on, man?
Steiny and Guru. Steiny, I think you and I are aligned where we don't have a bromance with Jonathan, but Guru, dude, that bromance, that's shining through. And the reason why I think it's shining through is we're looking at him being the next gen. But the reality is that last playoff series, when he was playing more,
right,
he had a lot of balls blocked in his face. And when he was on defense, he had his back to where the offense was completely out of the play. So I'm not sure why the bromance, but that spoke volumes to me.
Man, I hear you. Let me say this to you. It's not a bromance. Let's just put Curry and the OGs to side. Who are we to get excited about a young player for the Warriors if there is no Kuminga? If I'm holding on, and I admit I'm holding on to the potential part of this, what is there to look forward to?
You know, you bring up a good point, and the sad truth, Bay Area sports loves to fill warm bodies in seats. And so you saw it with the Giants, you saw it with the 49ers, you're seeing it with the Warriors. I think we would all three agree, Draymond, Steph, and even Jimmy Buckets, they're at the end of the careers, but they're getting bodies in there to pay bills. It's just corporate America, right? The sad reality is one of those three going down, which you can guarantee it's probably going to be more of a percentage of having two of those three out on injury this coming year. And that's the sad reality, is they're holding on because it's getting bodies in the seats. Who can we trade for this late? I call it slack tide. This is where we're at right now. And it's kind of funny. Steiny was throwing all these different names out, but that's the reality.
Right. I hate
what are we
going to
do? Yeah. At the end of the day, it's the reality is sitting before us, we have to cut ties wherever we can and have to go through the bumps and bruises of just being the cellar dwellers. We've seen the peaks and valleys. And it's sad, but man, dude, the last 10, 12, 13 years, we've got four titles. We changed the dynamic of the game, but Father Time is nipping on everybody's heels. We have an older team, and just like we saw in the finals, I watched every one of those games. I have no ties to those organizations, but I loved the intensity. It reminded me of what it was 10 years ago.
Thanks, D-Dubs.
Well,
appreciate the call.
Yeah, I stumped him a little bit. Not that I wanted to be happy, Steiny. Just about, okay, I get it. It's not me telling you guys Kuminga's Dominique Wilkins right now. It's just, I mean, we've gotten to this point, and he's 22 years old. I could take another chapter in the book or two to see if he finally gets it. But as far as my question to the caller, and I'll throw it to you, what right now, Stoney, young player do we have to look forward
to? Not every team's got a young player that is a star in the making. Like, some teams and fan bases don't have a young player to get excited about. They just don't.
So you understand why they keep everything to Curry?
Yes, I understand why. Yeah. Doesn't mean I agree with it. But look, when Curry, to me, the Warriors have one goal. And it's not winning a championship, even though that's what they continue to tell you.
What should it be, man? I'm all ears.
I believe the Warriors' goal right now is to remain competitive with Curry. And then when Curry leaves, somehow not go into a 3 or 4 year tailspin like most teams coming out of a dynasty.
So where do you get those assets to prevent that from happening?
You're going to have to get a free agent. You're going to have to draft well. You're going to have to make savvy moves. And you know what? Sorry, but you can do all that, and it still might not work. And that's the price of having one of the greatest players and one of the greatest, you know, trios of all time.
Yeah,
you can't replace them. Man. They are irreplaceable.
And if I'm being real right now, and if you're right, your ear to the street, Horford's coming here, and it's out there that he can't play back-to-backs. He's 39-40, along with what you're already hoping and probably got to do with the big three, even though I'm in denial. Wow, Steiny, that's a lot. That's a lot to be handled by guys not named Butler, Steph, Al, and Dre.
Yep.
Who
it is.
We got to admit, you know, are still effective and good, but they're getting old.
Getting? I mean, it's not like we didn't see it coming. It's not like they are superheroes and they can stop time. I mean, this did not sneak up on the Warriors.
But we were all in denial.
Well, speak for yourself, with all due respect.
If you put me through a basketball CT scan, my body, Steiny, I really have not recovered from Steph's hamstring. Oh. Like, that can never happen again.
Okay. Well, I'm telling you right now,
In November and December, we're fine. But it can't happen in April like it did when I thought we had the ingredients to still stand on it had he remained healthy. But I'm at the mercy of Father Time.
How many games has he lost?
He's undefeated.
Thank you.
Well, he's lost one. LeBron.
He'll eventually win.
Right.
He may go. He may go 0 for the next 3-4 years, but he's going to win.
Yeah.
By the way, you almost said it. I don't know why this crossed my mind this morning, but I was just thinking about some of the worst phrases of all time.
Let's do it.
Like, just the worst, like when you hear it, you just want to commit a felony. Here's mine. Stand on business. I want to take an axe to somebody when I hear that. Because it's dumb.
10 toes down,
I hate it.
Baby.
I can't stand it.
Prison yard.
Stand on business.
Shut up. You know what? Your word.
Shut up.
It's like what you do when Willard, when he's not here, and then when he comes in here. Stand on business.
Then say, stick by your word.
That's what we're
saying. Then say, stick to your guns.
That's what we're saying.
Well, I don't like it. And I don't want it used around me.
What was the one last year you didn't like, or a couple years ago?
I can't stand Tomorrow's Not Promised because it's overused.
This was a different one. You hated it. I'm in my bag. He's in his bag.
I can't stand that.
Oh, man. He's in his bag. Oh, I get it, though, Stoney.
We're telling guys, they're in their bag. They don't even have a bag.
What about this one? You got to be in it to win it.
Oh, that's fine. It's, you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
You better look at Pop Mass down here. Everybody cheating nowadays.
Let's go to Sean in Petaluma. Let me tell you who's not cheating. Derek Carr. He walked away from millions.
After he robbed him for how many years?
Shh. Played hard. What's up, Sean?
He's a saint, a New Orleans saint. You know what I'm saying? Well, and you know what?
Gotcha.
Sonny, you know why you can't stand it? Because he don't stand on business. You know what I'm saying? But anyways,
I was saying, listen, you know what? As far as Kuminga goes, it's over. Just, like, get rid of him. Like, we're done with this. We're talking about Lindy Waters and all that. Like, we need, like, he's not that good. Just let him go. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know how to just let him go. Because obviously they can't get anything for him, and it's like it's over. And let me switch it up to the Devers thing, because I called yesterday about it. I got kind of an issue about that. And, Guru, I kind of want, you know, your opinion about this.
All right.
So it's like, first of all, if they can't, if there's a communication issue, then, you know, I can't play baseball, but I can make sure that people are, like, you know, where they're supposed to be. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, everybody should be fired. You know what I'm saying? Like, and second of all, I don't like the ring your neck thing. That's where I'm like, damn, you might, like, get some backlash for it. Yeah. You know what I mean? It just seemed kind of, like, rude. You know what I'm saying? That's all I got. Thank you. Shout out, Doug.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Yeah, no, I mean, look, I'm...
We're very sensitive in this society right now. And, Tiny, do I think Will meant any? No, but I just know where we live and what goes down and the backgrounds of both that didn't hit well. And I had somebody accused me, oh, that was AI. Guru, get better. I wish it was AI. And then he recorded another Platinum Album Today song, Will did. But, yeah, you don't say it like that. But he softened up, Tiny, when he said, maybe we'll get around to it. As opposed to he was on the first
day. You know what he did?
I know. He knows.
You know what he did? Somebody called him. No, you know what he did? He stepped in it. Will Clark stepped in it like Jeff Garcia. Yeah. Good luck, Jeff, though, and congratulations.
Yeah.
Friend of the program. Being honored tomorrow at Cinnabar Golf Course.
You know where that's at?
Yeah. San Jose. Yeah. A little below.
Dude, you nervous for your tournament?
Morgan Hill. Nervous? Oh, boy.
Well, I would hope you're nervous. I get nervous every time I shoot hoop. I like it.
Well, that's one of the reasons you're probably not that good. Because when you get nervous.
Okay, who said I'm not that good?
When you get nervous, it means you're not prepared.
No, they say when you get nervous, you're ready.
Those are butterflies. There's a difference.
When you're nervous. They make you go to the bathroom?
No, butterflies are good. Being nervous is bad. The great ones have butterflies.
That's nervous.
I used to get them.
Yeah, so
I still get them. No, you don't know the difference, clearly.
I get nervous. I go to the bathroom before, number two before I play.
What I'm saying is the ones who get nervous, and I'm just, you use the term nervous, right? You said, I get nervous.
And like excited, like anxiety.
That tells me you're just not...
No.
You're not ready to compete.
I'm enjoying the moment.
You're afraid.
No, Stani.
What are you afraid of?
They say whatever you do, if you don't have butterflies before you do it, you need to stop.
Well, now it's butterflies. And I'm here to tell you, as an athlete and a former college basketball Division III player, there's a difference between butterflies and nervous.
And I hate to do this to you. No part of what you just mentioned is pro. So we're the same.
I know. And that's what I mean. That's what I mean.
Nervous and butterfly, same thing. Risotto. Nervous and butterflies, cousins.
I hate
cousins, perhaps.
I hate to agree with Steiny on this one, but I mean, if you're going into a physical competition or anything, for that matter, nervous, then chances are, and Goo, in your case, if you're nervous, going to play basketball, if you're going to play basketball nervous, then something probably
now,
bad is going to happen.
We didn't say I go out and perform. Carter, where's Carter? Nervous and butterflies in athletics. Cousins, right?
Yeah, 100%.
No
cousins.
Doubt. I got you.
That's right.
I didn't say to Rizzotto's, but I go out there and play nervous.
There's a fine line, and you're not on the right side.
What if I say this to you three? I like the feeling that I get before I go perform.
So you like nerves.
Or good butterflies.
You. No, you said nerves.
No, you are just...
I have a cousin, but that doesn't mean that we're the same person.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
God. You know what? I can't.
You know what?
I mean, like that. I just can't with you.
Is adrenaline related to any of this?
All of it. I'm driving up.
That's a different feeling entirely. You only know that if you're playing a game in crunch time. So a lot of...
Oh, man. See, this is when you get jealous that I'm still playing.
No, I don't.
You thought the knee gave out. I'm back.
I mean, what's become obvious today is... You've never had butterflies. You've only had nervousness, which means...
Anyway.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, boy.
I love you, Goo.
I love you, too.
Oh, by the way, here's the last thing. Not last thing for now. Cooper Flagg. Go ahead. This is the great thing about Guru.
No Ready? Giants. Ready? I'm still going to watch baseball. Today is dedicated to his debut. $3,000 ticket for Summer League, they're saying. And I just wanted to ask you three and the listeners some of the most memorable debuts you've seen in your life. Mine one, since I brought it up, Steven Strasburg struck out 14 Pirates his first time on a bump. And he had a cup of coffee, but we know he was electric. Anyone come to mind for you? And second, before you guys go motor mouth, LeBron James at Sacramento. I'll never forget it.
I'm going to ask you for one more because I'm trying to prove a point here.
Troy Aikman.
What did he do?
Coming out of UCLA, first start for the Dallas Cowboys.
What he did? How was he?
Against the Cardinals. They lost. They won in 15. Well, but
you said great debuts.
Oh, no. Just debuts in general. But like nobody.
Nope. Okay. This is what. First of all,
yeah,
we're just messing around.
Okay.
Right. I think this is when people think I'm really being a jerk.
And I was like, no, you're being regular.
And I can be a jerk, but this isn't
Steve
one of
Martin.
Those, this isn't one of those times. What were we talking about?
Debuts. Like, do you remember Steph's?
No, that's my point. Nobody does. Nobody remembers Steph's debut. Nobody remembers Bird's debut. Well, there's one thing about Bird's debut.
Give it to me.
That people remember. And actually, there's one thing about Magic's debut that people remember.
And I'm blank on both of them. Right.
So, but who? Tim Duncan. Nobody knows. Who's the best player in the NBA right now? Jokic? Nobody knows. Doncic, nobody remembers. So so it's hard to have a monster debut.
Okay.
But what were we talking about?
Ones that you remember. I remember LeBron at Sacramento.
I just remember the numbers. Like, he had big numbers in that game.
Yeah, all across the board. Like, assists, rebounds.
Here's where I'm at. It's not his debut.
I was waiting for that.
It's not his debut.
Yeah. But I mean, I'm counted. I'm with you guys, but you know what I mean. Technically, it is, Donnie. We get to watch him play.
Okay. So let me reference myself because I know everybody loves that. Okay. So you're telling me this. So I'm graduating high school and I'm going to go to Franklin and Marshall College.
Diplomats.
And I'm going to play Division III basketball. Right?
Okay.
You know, I graduate high school and I know I'm going to Franklin and Marshall to play basketball. Okay, well, that summer, I'm playing in the West Reading Summer League. That's not my debut.
No, I'm with you. But in today's society, it's a party in Vegas right now, and we get to watch this guy perform. You're right. It's not, but wink, wink, it is, Stani, because we get to watch him. That thing wasn't going to be filmed.
Okay, how about this? You know who had an unbelievable debut, apparently? Marco Bellinelli. I want to say he had 37.
Come
in his first summer league game.
Oh, summer league.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah. I remember Bazemore and the Warriors winning the championship in summer league.
Remember when they were so proud of that?
Yeah.
They've come a long way, those little thumpers.
I saw something on Curry owes Bazemore a lot for that shoe deal he has.
All right, I'm going to ask you to explain it on the other side. 888-957-9570 is the number. Anybody remember a great debut from somebody? They tend to be forgotten, except for the unbelievable ones. So if anybody's got any great debuts out there, we'll hear from you. 888-957-9570. What's coming up on The Game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Hi, I'm Darina, co-founder of OpenPhone. My dad is a business owner, and growing up, he always kept his ringtone super loud so he'd never miss a customer call. OpenPhone gives your team business phone numbers to call and text all in one shared workspace, and our AI agent answers 24/7 so you never miss a customer. Over 60,000 businesses use OpenPhone. Get 20% off at openphone.com/odyssey. OpenPhone. No missed calls, no missed customers.